Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, so today, is it today, Kang? Or is it just this year?
Today. Well, I think it was today.
Okay.
I'm gonna go check now, but it's definitely this year.
The 15th anniversary for one of the great comedies that we've seen in the last, 15 years. The last 20 years, some would say all time. I love the movie. I crack up every time I see it. The outtakes at the end of the movie crack me up. The cast is fantastic. I know some people don't love the lead actor in the movie, but in this role, he was fantastic. And the movie was Talladega Nights.
It was 15 years ago. Today it was released.
Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell as Ricky Bobby, the NASCAR racer. I love this movie.
It's one of the most, in my opinion, quotable movies, comedies of all time.
Absolutely.
At least in the last 15 years.
I mean, he and John C. Reilly, who were in Step Brothers together and have been in other movies, Holmes and Watson.
That was not so good.
No, it wasn't. But
hey, you can't hit on them all.
Yeah,
right?
They ain't all gems, yeah. As I like to say. But the first two are. Step Brothers is fantastic.
Another quotable movie.
Absolutely quotable. And Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, is 100% quotable as well.
I feel like you can just have a conversation just using quotes from that movie. Like,
yeah.
We don't even have to talk about anything else. We can just only grab quotes from those movies and have a real conversation. But yeah, I'm with you, Gator. Love him.
Love it.
Talladega Nights. Ricky Bobby, shake and bake.
And I know a lot of people, they're tired of Will Ferrell. They think the act is old and they just didn't like him anyway. But, I mean, you can't argue with Step Brothers and Talladega Nights. But Talladega Nights came out 15 years ago. And it kind of got us to thinking. Because it's a movie about NASCAR, right? Did you get inspired at all to watch NASCAR because of Talladega Nights?
And we don't, Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby, it's not a real, like, dramatic movie.
No, it's not like Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise.
There,
but when Days of Thunder came out in the late 80s or early 90s, whatever it was, I think people started to pay attention to NASCAR, more attention to NASCAR then. The same thing happened when Ricky Bobby and Talladega Nights, when that came out, did they start to get interested in NASCAR?
Oh,
at all?
Yeah, just to take a look at least.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you weren't going to dive in full throttle or anything like that, but you were just going to NASCAR. Hey, I give it a shot or take a look. I mean, these guys are hilarious.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be exactly like Ricky Bobby, but take a look, right? At the sport.
Yeah. And this goes for any movie about sports. Did the movie itself get you interested in that sport more than you already were?
Or at all.
Or at all. Or did it have the reverse effect? Did it sour you on the sport?
For me, you can go ahead and get the ticket text ready or whatever, and you can call it a sport, not a sport. The closest thing I could think of personally was, it came out, I just looked it up in 1998. I don't remember exactly when I first watched it, but the movie Rounders. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Poker scene. Poker boom didn't happen until the early 2000s, about 2003, 2004, I think it was, when, you know, ESPN and the World Series of Poker was being aired. And
right, although it was,
it.
I think, in the late 90s, early 2000s, it started to, but it did kind of hit.
The popularity didn't hit until the early 2000s. When I watched Rounders for the first time, I thought, and I knew how to play poker already, but it just made it seem like this dark but cool kind of, you know, like, hey, you can win like these huge pots, go around making money, finding games. Oh, I got to find a game. Because back then,
it's not luck, it's skill and all that stuff.
You had to find a game or a big game. You know, it wasn't just these, you know, little games and the house games, but because back then, poker wasn't everywhere. There wasn't a charity poker room on every corner at a bowling alley or whatever at a bar. You know, casinos weren't everywhere. So I thought that really got me more interested in poker and playing it even more, especially Hold'em, by the way.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when they bring up Johnny Chan.
Yeah, the stories. That's a great movie. I love that.
And
movie.
I actually knew the name Johnny Chan at that time, like vaguely. But then, you know, does that get you interested more into it? Absolutely. So when you're watching the World Series Poker on ESPN and they mention Johnny Chan, you're like, yeah, that Johnny Chan. He's in Rounders. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, John. I don't recall.
Oh, whatever that's the greatest line. It's such a jerk, but like great line. Like
Rounders is a great. I love Rounders. I find it uncomfortable at times, and yet I love the movie. Also, I'm also a big fan of Gretchen Mol.
Oh, she was. Me too. Yeah. I am. Malkovich is very good in that movie too.
Sure, with the
KGB.
The Russian. Yeah, Teddy KGB. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Is there a movie, a sports movie, that got you more or less interested in a sport? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Mike is on a cell. Mike, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Gator?
Good. How are you?
Gang. Awesome. Malkovich and the Oreos were the best part of that movie. But but my movie that got me into a sport was Cool Runnings with John Candy and the Olympic Jamaican Olympic bobsled team.
Yeah. So you were like, wow, I want to watch bobsledding now.
And I'm Canadian, too, which is ironic. But ever since then, because we're in Olympic mode right now, I know it's Summer Olympics, but now every time Winter Olympics rolls around, I have to watch the bobsledding, no matter what.
And you're hoping that the Jamaican team makes it, so you have more interest in them?
Yeah, sure. I'm all for it, but I'm still Canadian, so I got a rooting interest.
All right, thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. We're getting some great response to this. The 15th anniversary of Talladega Nights. So we're asking people, what's the sports movie that got you more or less interested in that sport, in that particular sport? There was one on Twitch that made me laugh out loud. I want to make sure I give credit where it's due. From What the F... Rudy made me hate Notre Dame even more. 100% agree with that. Couldn't stand. Didn't like Notre Dame, but after seeing Rudy, I could not stand the whole story. I don't know why. It should be an inspirational story. Most people come away inspired by it. I did not. I found Rudy to be annoying.
Well, you hate Notre Dame too.
I didn't hate Notre Dame at the time. I didn't like
him. Sure, you didn't like him.
I didn't like him, but I mean, I didn't. I'd still watch the movie, but I came away going, yeah, no. Vince Vaughn and John Favreau were in that movie.
They were.
Which is interesting.
Fun fact. Fun movie
fun,
fact.
Fun fact.
Well,
fun fact.
Oh, real quick before you get to the phones and ticket text, this may be more my era, but how did you feel? Because I know how much you hate the Cubs. They're on the list. How did you feel at the movie Rookie of the Year? Do you remember that movie? Where the kid
The kid of the arm injury?
Yes. The kid from American Pie.
American Pie, yeah.
Before he was in American Pie, of course. He had the arm injury, threw it from the outfield to home plate.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's throwing like 110 miles an hour or whatever it was.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that movie?
I was okay with it.
Okay.
It was, you know,
I just know you hate the Cubs.
I hate the Cubs.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Brewster's Millions. I mean, Richard Pryor's walking around with a Cubs jersey the whole time. I hate the Cubs. I like the movie. I can separate things.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
All right.
Most of the time I can separate.
Get to the people.
Let's get to the people because a lot of people want to respond to this. This is fun. Jimmy is in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, boys. So first of all, before I tell you my movie, Rounders is like one of the greatest movies of all time.
Absolutely.
I still to this day throw out lines like anytime you win or you're at the casino or something, pay that man his money.
Pay him his money.
You can't play a home game without someone quoting at least once.
Right, exactly.
Agreed. But the movie I wanted to tell you, which was awesome, I thought, old school hockey movie, Youngblood, with Rob Lowe and Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, that was great. And he had to fight Racky at the end. Keanu Reeves is in that movie as well.
He sure is. He's the goalie. Yeah, but I had always loved hockey. But then when I watched that movie, and I used to just grab my brother and pull, you know, try the old jersey over the head trick and just say, "You want to go, pretty boy?" And just pummel him.
Yeah, you got to learn how to fight in the ice. That was a line from the movie. I love it. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. I love that movie. Cynthia Gibb was the love interest in the movie. That was a good flick. She was in the TV show Fame at the time. Vito on a cell phone. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Vito.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long time fan, long caller. Love you guys. I got actually two questions, if you don't mind. One about the movies and then a quick one about the game I'm going to in a couple weeks.
Okay.
I want to get your guys' opinion first. Rounders, talking about that movie, I'm a little bit older, you know, not in the 20-30s group. There was a movie, I wonder if you guys seen it, called Maverick. Got me into poker about 20 years ago or so. And when I seen it, I just, you know, it wasn't big on the ESPN like you guys were talking about yet. But when Maverick. I seen Maverick, I was addicted. It's got Mel Gibson in it. Poker movie, old school, Western style.
Is that with Jodie Foster?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, it does. Yeah,
okay. I never saw it. I remember I remember it. Kind of like a slapstick
really
comedy.
Really fun
type
movie, guys. I suggested. Really awesome characters playing. It's just old school. Really great feel. If you love poker, you'll love the movie. And then my next question. I'm going to the Colts game on the 27th. I'm going to be sitting right behind the team. I got great, you know, second row 50-yard tickets. I got lucky. A buddy bought them for his birthday for us. Do you guys think I'll be able to see any first team stuff going on or get some good stuff, or is it going to be just guys battling for positions, do you think? That's my other question. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
You're talking about the preseason game?
Yeah, the Colts game on the 27th.
Okay, and that's the – which number game is that?
That's the third preseason. Usually it's supposed to be a dress rehearsal slash, but I don't know if, you know, with this year, if everything's going to
be
different.
How they're going to do that. And thanks for the call, Vito. That's going to be interesting. With only the three preseason games they have, and they have a couple weeks off before the season, I would imagine that would still be a game where they're going to play the starters for the first half, but I'm not sure. I mean, this is new to everybody, how teams are going to do this year. With a 17-game regular season, I don't know what they're going to. That's a great question. That's a great question to ask Dan Campbell.
Well, Campbell was asked that this past week, and he wasn't sure yet, you know, to address Vito's question. He's going to the game anyway, so he's just hoping to see. I don't know. Hoping to see some starters, ones go, but you don't want to see them go too long because the game doesn't mean anything. But like I said, Campbell addressed it earlier this week or last week and said that he wasn't sure how it was going to go into it because it is a 17-game season this year. There's only three preseason games. I think this is going to be one of those things where it's a week-by-week basis leading up to that game. I mean, depending on how much guys are dinged up leading up to that game, I can't imagine Goff goes that long. I mean, I think at this point, the NFL and coaches have just basically forget the preseason for starters.
Right.
You know, before, you're right. The old school way is, hey, the third game, they got to play the first half or whatever. I think at this point, they don't even need to play. They don't even care anymore. Get your stuff done in practice. These guys know how to hit already. And then
maybe it's just for position battles. Exactly. It's not for cohesiveness with the team because that's what they do. That's what practice is Monday, you know, up Monday through Thursday, whatever, leading up to the preseason games on Friday and Saturday. That's where you're really, you know, getting the team together. The preseason game, that's for guys that, hey, we're down to our last two corners. We need to decide. Let's let these guys play. I don't know how they'll handle it in a three-game preseason, but I would imagine that it might be, I don't know.
You got to remember, they're adding a regular season game this year. So
tell me that they probably wouldn't play them as much.
Yes. That's what I would think.
At all. I think some positions if you're the Lions, I probably wouldn't play Jared Goff, even though this is a new team that he's with, but I probably wouldn't because your backups are nothing to write home about when you got Blau and Boyle.
I think those days of the first half are over. Maybe at first quarter at most, get him a couple series. And
maybe
that's
in
about
the second
it.
Game you might see. Maybe the second game becomes what the third game used to be. I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Mike's in Livonia. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Stoney?
Well, I'm Gator, but how you doing, Mike?
I'm in Gator. My bad. Jesus. My bad, Vic.
That's all right. Don't worry, man.
Movie that got me really into football, I always played hockey and baseball when I was young. And played it all my life, but football, what got me going with them was Brian's song, Gale Sayers.
Oh, the tearjerker, James Brian Piccolo, Gale Sayers, and James Caan, and Billy Dee Williams, yeah.
And Billy Dee Williams, yeah. Hey, that's that. Hey, ever after that movie, you know, the sentimental thing about it, and also watching Gale Sayers run, I used to try to be like Gale Sayers, me and my brothers, you know. I had four brothers. We played football in the yard, and, you know, whoever had the ball was Gale Sayers always, you know?
Well, Gale Sayers was... was something special, and thanks for the call. I you know, never got a chance to see him play live. Obviously, when I'm not that old, but the highlights of Gale Sayers are spectacular. There are certain players that you just can't stop watching highlights of, for me anyway. Gale Sayers is one, Jim Brown is another, and Barry Sanders. Those three running backs, I could watch highlights of them all day because they were so special. Even O.J. Simpson, he was phenomenal as a player in the league. The football movie that... around that same time-ish, I guess it was, I think it was a late 70s movie. It was a made-for-TV movie that came out, and it was called Something for Joey. And it was about John Cappelletti, who was the running back at Penn State, who went on to win the Heisman Trophy. And his younger brother, Joey Cappelletti, was afflicted with leukemia, I believe. And it was that was a tearjerker as well. But I remember watching that movie as a kid, and you know, kind of got into college football, I think, maybe because of that movie, because of all things Penn State, which I'm not a Penn State fan, but it got me into the history of it. Oh, this guy won the Heisman Trophy, and okay, let's check this out. Then that became like this, I would gravitate towards, you know, sports encyclopedias to learn who the previous Heisman Trophy winners and all were and all that, and that's kind of where I started watching college football. Get back to the phones. Adam is in West Bloomfield. Adam, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys, what's up? How we doing?
Good.
Cool, dude. Hey, I was going to say I hated Notre Dame from seeing Rudy as well. I thought Rudy was a terrible film, and I hated Notre Dame until I recently went out to South Bend and played Notre Dame's golf course, and it was the nicest golf course I think I've played in a long time.
Really?
So, yeah, unreal conditions, super maintained, really cool place.
That's
so
cool.
Now I like Notre Dame again. But the movie I was going to bring up, and you guys might laugh at me, it's Pain and Gain with The Rock and Mark Wahlberg from like 2013.
Yeah.
That movie got me freaking addicted to working out and lifting. So I don't know if you guys really count it as a sport or anything.
Well, no, I'll count it. Absolutely. Yeah. It counts. I'm glad you said it got you into weightlifting and not trying to plot a murder of somebody.
I remember that movie. You watched
that? No kidnapping for me.
All right, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. Yeah, I actually saw it recently. A couple of weeks ago it was
recently,
on TV.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago? Yeah. It was on, what, HBO or Showtime or something?
I think it went on, like, TNT or something like that.
I thought that movie was just, like, buried away after.
Yeah, well, it didn't last.
I don't think it did too well.
Yeah, it was an interesting movie.
Who else was in it? It was Wahlberg, The Rock, and who else? I feel like there was a third guy. It was Anthony Mackie or something?
Anthony Mackie was the other one, yeah.
Oh, Papa Doc.
And I'm trying to remember who was the guy that they wanted to kidnap.
I think it's based on a true story, right?
It is based on, yeah, it is absolutely a true story.
But at least he just wanted to work out.
Thank God. That's why he took it. I'm going to work out. Good for you. That's what you should do. And Wahlberg is like way too big in that movie, and because he's trying to compete, he wanted to try to be as big as a rock.
But he's not that tall.
No. Well, neither is the Rock, for that matter.
Not as tall as he says. He's right. Tall, but not that tall.
Is it time to get another tweet from the Rock? We did that years ago. You sure you're that tall? I don't buy that. He's 6'5", because he's not. People say, remember when people were texting into us? He's like, he's like 6'1 at best. Showing pictures. They had the picture of The Rock with Shaq and Charles Barkley. Yep. You know, Shaq is legitimately 7 feet. Barkley is like 6'5", 6'6". And then checking in well under that was The Rock. And we're supposed to believe The Rock is 6'5". He's not. He's great. I'd love to hang out with The Rock, though. He sounds like fun. Jeremy's in Taylor. Jeremy, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy. Jer!
So,
hey, go ahead, man. What's that?
Watch the movie many times in the.
All right, your phone's killing me, but I will. Let's
this
help him out.
It's like
here.
That T-Mobile commercial. Right. You want to watch that?
Yeah, right.
You watch what?
It's a costume
every
party.
I beat up little kids. okay.
Speaking of which, he was talking about the movie Bloodsport was the one that probably got him into, you know, perhaps mixed martial arts.
Oh, underground fights?
Yeah.
for cash money.
Underground fights for cash money in a tournament, a very secret tournament in where was it, Hong Kong or Japan?
Thailand or something.
Yeah, Thailand was different. That was kickboxer.
Okay, so maybe this was Hong Kong.
I think, I don't know. I get confused, but nonetheless, Bolo was in it.
Yeah, Frank Dukes. Put up your Dukes.
And that was also based on a true story.
Yes. Yeah, I think it had some, they used some of his story, right?
Yes. Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then they had Ogre.
Yeah.
Was the Jackson. Actor Donald Gibb. Yeah, he was a fighter in that movie.
He was just like a dude that like.
From Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
No, he was actually a fighter. He was a fighter, but
his style was like get drunk.
His fighter was Barroom Brawl.
Yes. Exactly.
He was Tank Abbott is who he was before there was Tank Abbott.
The style of Bouncer.
Exactly. 248-539-9797, a telephone. A lot of people have stuff they want to talk about. We'll get to it. It's the 15th anniversary of Talladega Nights. So what sports movie got you inspired in that sport, that got you more into it or less into it, as the case with Rudy was with me for Notre Dame? I despise Notre Dame even more after I saw Rudy. So did What the F on Twitch. That's where we got that from. This is 97.1 The Ticket. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here at 97.1 The Ticket. Taking the calls and texts at 248-539-9797. You can also follow us the live video stream on twitch.tv and search for 97.1 The Ticket. I'm hoping you've seen this one, Kang, because this is a good one. From JMays96 says, I wasn't into MMA at all before the movie Warrior. Warrior got me at least interested, but it was the McGregor hype that got me all in. You ever see the movie Warrior?
I did. That's Tom Hardy, right?
Tom Hardy and I think Joel Edgerton and Nick Nolte in that as well. I love that movie.
It's a crazy movie.
The fight scenes in that movie, I feel like Tom Hardy could really be an MMA fighter after I watched
What'd
that.
What you call him?
Farter. I call him a farter, but I meant to say fighter. I'm not going to run from it. I got it.
It's an MMA
fighter. I said farter. I meant fighter. But after I... That's tough. But after watching that movie, I mean, I got the Tom Hardy could actually fight.
He's a really good actor. And I meant, by crazy movie, I meant, like, you're right, the fight scenes, the action, like these guys were, I mean, it was really good. The violence, you know, they portrayed, like it's a brutal sport.
Yeah, totally.
And
totally.
Of course it's exaggerated for movies in a sense where, you know, the slow-mo and just the beating these guys take, but Tom Hardy's a really good actor. Yeah, and I did enjoy the movie Warrior.
Edgerton too. Both of those guys do when they fight each other. It's a good movie. It's worth watching. And if to the guy's point, that got him into MMA a little bit.
That got you into MMA. I mean, watch it or to actually do it.
I could see. To watch it. I could see it. Absolutely. Back to the phones we go, and we've got Darren on a cell phone. Welcome 97 on the ticket. Hey, Darren. Darren. Hello. You. That's two. Too bad. He wanted to talk about the movie The Color of Money, got him into pool. That was the sequel to The Hustler. Tom Cruise, Paul Newman, back in, that was probably mid 80s, 86, 87, sometime in there.
No good.
No good. No, not at all. I'm so, did you want to? I was ready. I didn't realize.
We did it last time. It was pretty good last time. I wasn't even thinking of it. It's okay, man. Don't worry about it. But I was ready, just to let you know.
I appreciate it. That was me dropping the ball on that one. TJ's in Holly. Welcome 97 on the ticket. Hey, TJ.
Yeah, the one I've got is a movie that's almost 3 hours long. Grand Prix with Jill St. John, Steve McQueen. I think Paul Newman was in it. After that, I always been into cars and everything, but after that, I bought an Austin Healey Sprite with a roll bar in it so I could race it out there at the road course at Waterford Hills.
How'd that go for you?
It was fun. I mean, I didn't bring home any trophies or anything. I was a novice, but it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, hey, that got you into it, right? Did you start watching all the other movies, the racing movies that came out as well?
Oh, yeah, the ones on Daytona. I think Newman was in 24 Hours at Daytona.
Yeah, they had, and then obviously Ford vs. Ferrari came out a few years ago, and there was a movie Rush that had come out years ago about the Ayrton Senna. And I forget who the other English driver was, but it was a really, really good movie there. Chris Hemsworth played the other driver. But yeah, good movies. Thanks for the call, TJ. We appreciate it. Some ticket text coming in. My son was really good high school wrestler, but when he was a freshman, Foxcatcher came out. It was amazing, true story. really ramped up my interest in folk style wrestling is from Jeff in South Lyon, the father of Derek Allen. Foxcatcher was the one with, was it Channing Tatum?
Yes, and Steve Carell.
Steve Carell was the guy who got all into it. Now I'm forgetting the, was it Dow Chemical? Was that what it was?
I forget too. I didn't see the movie, but I know about it, and I really wanted to watch it because it got critically. It was very received, well received.
It was right? a good yeah. movie, yeah. And Mark,
you saw it?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Mark Ruffalo and Channing Tatum are brothers, and they end up going training for the Olympics. It's a true story, and it's a scary story in a way, and it's really interesting. The movie 21 got me into blackjack, but it turns out counting cards is really hard. Yes, it is. It is really hard.
Got to get the system down.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught either.
And it's frowned upon.
Apparently frowned upon. How much is that?
Was that Bin Laden?
Was that based on a true story?
Yes, the 21 movie. Yeah. Some kid from Harvard or something like that. Yeah. Would go flying to Vegas, and yes.
With a group of people, classmates, and the teacher who was working played together. By Kevin Spacey at the time. I got more interested in cars watching the beginning of the Fast and Furious movie series. However, I never got into pulling giant bank vaults down the road in my car or running an airplane down a seemingly endless runway. That's when Jeff in a mail truck. Then you really didn't get that into it, did you?
No. Come on, man. Commit. What are you even doing? Family.
Family.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. That was good. Tony on a cell phone. Tony, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Tone.
Hey, Gator. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. I wasn't really much into hockey, and I really didn't like Russia too much, so I think you know where I'm going with this, right?
Okay. I think I do.
I love the movie Miracle.
Yep. About the 1980 Olympics with the U.S. Hockey team taking gold. They beat the Russians and went on to beat the Finland, right. I think it was, for the gold.
Right.
Yeah. A great movie.
I couldn't even stand them when they lifted. I forget what it was they lifted, and it really just... just burst my bubble. They lifted some type of trophy when they were facing the, they were facing the USA. And it just burst my bubble. Totally.
It burst your bubble?
Yes. I forget what trophy they lifted.
In the movie?
Yes. They lifted a trophy and everybody was booing in the arena. And it was something that they won because they faced a team before they faced the USA.
Oh, the Russians, you're saying they got booed?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I don't really remember that scene in the movie, but I'm sure it took place. With Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks, the head coach, and Eddie Cahill was Jim Craig. He was otherwise known as, I think he was Tag on Friends. Wasn't he the...
Oh, is that him?
Oh no, he wasn't Tag on Friends. I'm sorry. He was he was Rachel's assistant on Friends. He ended up being the goalie, Jim Craig, in a movie.
It was nice of the caller to call us while catching a flight. I hope he makes it to his destination safely.
I hope so. Flying's different these days.
Yeah.
I just
he was
came
talking
back from
to us with a mask on?
Yeah, could have been. Kevin's in Northville. Kevin, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Kevin.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. One movie that got me into something obscure was Prefontaine,
mm-hmm.
about running.
Yep.
Until I realized how tough running is. So.
Yeah, there were two movies that came out at similar time about the same topic. I think it was one called Prefontaine. There was another one called, I think, Without Limits.
Yep.
And
the one had Jared Leto, I think.
Yes, and the other one had Billy Crudup.
Yep.
And they both tell the story of Steve Prefontaine, who was this distance runner, went to University of Oregon, and it's basically the genesis of Nike coming out because Bill Bowerman was the coach, and he molded these cleats, if you will, the shoes, if you will, on a waffle iron, and then started Nike with that. But the what made Prefontaine different than everybody else is just his style of running. He ran flat out the whole time. I forget what the distance was, 2 miles or whatever it was, or 3 miles. I don't know what it was, but it was a hell of a movie, actually. Both of them are very well done.
Yeah, definitely. I really liked it.
All right, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. Clearly did not inspire me to run.
It's going to take more than that.
It's going to take a lot more than that.
Come on now.
Yeah, it didn't help. No, I wasn't running because of it.
You didn't go home and make a shoe out of your waffle iron?
I did not. I don't even have a waffle iron. However, I would like to have a waffle iron one of these days.
Oh, that's on the good list.
That could be on the good list.
Yeah. Right. The list of stuff Gator really wants.
You never know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.